You may have looked at your order of worship this morning and thought, that's a little different. When we were planning this morning, we thought what we would do is spend some time saying thank you, because it's something that you can really never say enough. In fact, I think there are two important spiritual practices that we don't always think of as spiritual practices. One is learning how to say I'm sorry. The art of apology is an important skill in life. And the second is the art of gratitude, the art of saying thank you. You have done so much for me. Thank you. I can't believe you came through when I was thinking no one would. Thank you for all the hours that you've spent working to keep this place going. So I was pleased and surprised back in October when Melora and I were at a collegial gathering and we were at our closing worship service when one of our colleagues had us walk around the room, look into one another's eyes, bow and namaste to them and sing, I am saying thank you. I am saying thank you. I am saying thank you. Thank you is my practice. Part of the spiritual practice of our community is to say thank you. And so this morning we are going to say thank you in many different ways. And we are going to say thank you with flowers. Because what better way than with the vibrancy and color of the season to say thank you. So I'm going to tell the first story of gratitude that we are going to offer this morning. And my first story of gratitude is about the pageant that we had this past winter. How many of you were present with us in mid-December when we had the pageant? Lots of you were here. Well, I don't know if you remember it that well. It was, what, 6 months ago now. That's a long time. But there were so many aspects of the pageant that I thought were just amazing, just indelible, that have just stuck with me 6 months later. And it has been my joy in the 2 years that we've been here to find the pageant as one of the most collaborative and creative and amazing experiences that I get to be a part of every year. And it starts with a little huddle in my office with Faye and Amalia, and the creative ideas spark all over the place, and we have to rein ourselves in. You believe it or not, that Sunday morning is actually us reined in. I don't know. And I've marveled at the talent and the skill and the grace with which the pageant is presented every year. Do you remember some of the remarkable images of this year's pageant? The Rumi poem, and the fact that we played the call of the muezzin, the Muslim call to prayer. The beautiful dome that we had over top of our stage that Anne Swinell had painted. Do you remember the beauty, how we talked about the beauty of darkness? How darkness is often seen as menacing and something to be feared, but we talked about the beauty of the darkness, and we ended that beauty of the darkness exploration with a hymn, Joyful is the Dark, and a tableau that included First Nations masks of the raven and the sun. And for me, I don't know about for you, but the image that still makes me smile and that comes to mind, especially on this Father's Day, is Tommy here and his grandfather, Bob, playing our Good King Wenceslas scene. Do you remember that? There was Tommy being his grandfather's page, leading him through our imaginary huge drifts of snow, Bob holding his staff, which I found out later was a piece of a vacuum cleaner. Following his grandson's footsteps to give alms, to give away good tidings to the poor people of their community. There was something beautiful to me in that, and in that moment. We lead the way, friends, for one another in many ways in this community. When we offer gifts of music and image and word, drama and togetherness, all of us are enriched. Good reason indeed to be grateful. So in a moment, Phil is going to teach you our chant. Our first chant of the day, morning, has come. And I'm going to invite any of you who were involved in the pageant, old or young, to come forward to our flowers here. I want to invite you to choose a flower from the vase that's up here on your right, that's full of flowers. It's actually on the left. And then to place the flowers that you brought with you in the empty vase here, the one that's on the right. So if you were involved in the pageant in any way, shape, or form, you brought a costume, you came and you were part of it, you helped us in some way, please come forward. And Phil is going to teach us Morning Has Come, which you can see that chant is in your order of service, number 397.
It being Father's Day today, I thought I would tell a father story. So that I decided to go back in time again to when I was a little girl living in a pink house full of sunshine, except downstairs. Downstairs was very big and very dark and scary. Sometimes I had to go down there anyway, though, because my mom or my dad asked me to get something. Or sometimes maybe I just had to go downstairs because I wanted to be scared. I don't know. Some of my kids have liked being scared sometimes. So I'd go down the stairs, and then I'd walk past that white, kind of shimmery washing machine. That's what it was. And then past the roaring furnace. And I'd come to the workshop. It was my dad's workshop, and there was kind of a rough table. And sometimes in the year, there were a lot of pots on the table, because that's where my dad started begonias. And that was a nice thought, that there'd be all these pretty flowers in our garden later. But up on the wall, right close to the ceiling, there was a gun. It was a rifle. And I'd heard my uncles talking. I'd heard them talking about taking down game. That's the way what they called it when they were talking about moose or deer that they'd hunt for and eat. I'd heard about how the best coffee is the coffee that's cooked in an old Rogers syrup can over a campfire, and that the best sleeps are had when you're under a canvas tent. That's all there is between you and the stars. And that when you're out in the bush, the hair on your chest grows. I think that's why my dad had the gun. He'd heard all those stories, and maybe he felt a little pressure. But he wasn't too sure about this hunting thing, so he decided he would just give it a try on his own. So he drove way out into the bush, and then he walked and walked, but he actually didn't walk very far before he saw a deer. Amazing! But then it ran away. And then he found it again, and then it disappeared. And he said that he played hide and seek with that deer all through the morning and into the afternoon. And then finally he was just so hungry that he sat down and ate his lunch, which kind of made him sleepy. So he lay right down. And then as he lay there with his eyes closed, he sensed something watching him. Well, he opened his eyes, and there it was. That deer was right there. It was so beautiful. But he was hunting. He reached for his gun, and after that experience, my dad decided that actually he wasn't a hunter. And when I was a little girl, I was so glad to learn that. I felt so much better. But I've reflected on this story, I've thought, well, that took some courage. Because there was my dad in this family with all these uncles of mine who hunted. They had hair on their chest. But, you know, I think he grew hair on his chest when he just decided, well, this is who I am. That's who you are. You're a hunter, but I'm not. And I wanted to tell this story here because I think there are a lot of men in this congregation who've got hair on their chest. And they might not be getting it from hunting. Maybe it's because they are so brave that they allow themselves to cry when they talk about their beautiful grandson. Or maybe it's because they cook spaghetti or serve coffee. Or maybe it's because they work hard to improve the lives of other people. Or maybe it's because they're willing to lead a class on sexuality and relationships. I think all those things makes the hair grow. And so I would like to invite all fathers who feel so moved to please come forward with your flower and select a new flower. As we sing, I know this rose will open, so Phil's going to start us off. Do we start the chant first?